Ghost Beast!
Ghost Beast.
Ghost Beast!
A horror podcast. I'm Todd.
I'm Becca.
And we're going to watch every horror movie together.
No, I thought it was every horror movie ever made.
I'm like struggling to make this sound natural.
Oh, well, that doesn't make sense.
And we're going to watch every horror movie ever made. So hang out with us for a spoiler-free review and content warning, followed by our full thoughts, because today we watched The Final Destination from 2009, aka Final Destination 4, because spoiler alert, this is not the final movie. I think they meant for it to be. They can't give it up. When you have a series like this, you can't let it go. This is directed by David R. Ellis, who also directed Final Destination 2. I checked the other day to see who directed the new, like, Final Destination Bloodlines. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a pair of directors that worked on, like, Kim Possible.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think I saw any other horror movies. I don't know what to take from that.
The TV show?
I think so.
I used to like that.
I don't know if... Look, I haven't seen the movie. I can't speak. But I was a little surprised. Well, I was surprised that that's the director they chose. But I don't fucking know. We haven't seen it yet.
I have to look into that.
But I think this is the point. We finally reached it where death is running out of ideas. I mean, I'd always heard 4 and 5 were kind of the weakest ones. That the first three are still fun. And I think I get it now. Because this was a pretty big drop in quality from the last ones. Like, the worst part is it's making me want some more lore in the series, which is like, normally it's like by movie 4, it's like too much. You pull back the curtain too much. I don't need to know all this. And in this case, it's like, maybe I need a little more. Because this one, I mean, there's really no way to spoil it. Because it's just, they have a formula now.
It's the same movie.
It's the exact same formula, like every character archetype. It's like, you know, big disaster in the beginning. This time it's a racetrack. It's like NASCAR shit, which is also like not relatable. Sorry. Like, I don't know. I've never been to a NASCAR race.
Yeah.
Well, it's not NASCAR, but.
I don't know. Motor racing.
What's the difference? Yes. But it's like we have the cool young people with their girlfriends, and we also have like the random angry guy that gets in a fight with them. Mm-hmm. And we also have the security guy who is like, what, you knew this was going to happen? We need to arrest you. Like, every movie has these characters.
Yeah,
but I mean, yeah, that's the thing, is like it's exactly the same. So even like the story beats where they're figuring out like the order of the kills and they're putting together what's happening, it's just like, man, we've been here before.
Yep.
Like, we don't maybe need that. And I think it's putting it in a weird place where it's like, I guess I don't know how else you can make one of these. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what could they possibly even do to change it up at this point?
I don't know. It's probably going to take a little bit more than whatever this was, though.
Probably.
To make a good one of these. Like, you need some better creative direction, I feel like, and just some fresh ideas. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a way. There's definitely a way.
It's just that these movies, they kind of have to have two parts to them. There's the freak accidents, which I think, like, yeah, there's still room to do good stuff with that. And this has, like, a couple that are okay, I mm-hmm. guess. It's just that you have to fill in the gaps with the rest of the story with something. And it's like, what can you possibly do that... Is it going to make you just think like, okay, just get through this, get to the next crazy kill? I don't know. Maybe they should just make one where it's like back to back, where it's like people survive one kill attempt and then they fall right into another one. And that's just the whole movie.
That would be more interesting than what this was.
I think there's a level of creativity that is needed that maybe we're just not getting from these people. I don't know. I mean, it also doesn't help that we're watching these kind of one week after another. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe if you have a few years break in between, it's a little better. But it's starting to feel pretty old.
Yeah.
And I guess you could hope for there to be more, like, creative kills. But even that, like, this movie uses a lot of 3D effects, mm-hmm. which really takes the edge off. Like, I just can't get...
Well, it just seems so, like, Oh, okay. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, like, it feels like it makes it feel very fake.
Yeah. It feels just like one big gimmick.
Yeah.
Like, just to grab some money, I guess.
I think this was also in 3D, so.
I was going to ask you if we found out for sure.
It is. It was.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it looks like it.
I guess this is the era because it's around Avatar and everything. But I don't know. That stuff just, it kind of cheapens all of it. And I don't know. Like, I think the really classic Final Destination kills for me are the ones where it's an unsuspecting person by themselves and, like, stuff starts mysteriously happening and they wind up in this position where it's like you can see the death coming and you're helpless to prevent it. I think that's when it actually is pretty scary.
Yeah, no, I agree, because in the first movie, what I really loved is like how death was really like a character, even though like you couldn't like physically see it. The movements and how things would kind of like booby trap into a freak accident was very interesting and I thought kind of artistic. And for some reason, that sort of gets like thrown out the window movie after movie, like more and more, which I don't really understand.
That's what I'm getting at is like you still have these sequences. I think they kind of missed the point because you still have sequences where you have these like chain reaction things happening, but it's not about this is me internalizing Final Destination, like how I appreciate it. It is specifically, it's not like, oh, Rube Goldberg machine that turns into like a fan falling on someone or whatever. It's more about stuff happening while they're like, they're kind of trapped. I'm trying to think because there was one in this movie. Well, I guess we'll talk about it in spoilers. But there are a couple where it's still like that. But there are so many where they go for like the quick, you know, out of nowhere kill after all the buildup. And I don't know, it kind of loses something from that. Even the beginning where it's just basically like a natural disaster, although I guess all of them kind of start with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does feel like a downgrade after we had the plane, then we had the traffic, then what was the last movie? Oh, the amusement park, the roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And now we're down to race car track, racetrack.
Yeah. I mean, technically it's a race car track.
The movie also has a weird amount of racism in it. Yeah. It's like really playing that for laughs. And it's like, where is this coming from?
Yeah, it doesn't really do anything with it. It's just kind of there. And there's a lot of dog whistles where it's like it gets suspicious because it's like, why is this in here? Why did we do this?
Definitely the most racist Final Destination so far.
Yeah, so far. Yeah, that's true. We don't know.
Yeah. I mean, as far as content warnings, though, I guess what I'll do is we'll start the spoiler section and I'll just quickly go through what the setups are, even though I think if you have a phobia for any of these, I don't know how triggering it will be in this one. The execution doesn't have a whole lot of teeth to it, so it's like, I don't know. But nothing really stood out like that. But I mean, we're at number 4. It's kind of like, what do you expect at this point? I kind of knew it was eventually going to take a drop like this. So I can't even say at this point. And it was like 80 minutes. So it somehow still felt way too long.
Yeah, it definitely felt way too long.
Yeah, but it's not really that long. So just going to be glad when we finish these. I'm starting to get tired now. Ready to watch the last and then we can see the new one. But I don't know. Did you have anything else about it?
No.
Well, let's get to spoilers. So we start with the disaster at the fucking racetrack that is just way too exaggerated. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always, they blow this up to the point where it's like a natural disaster. Everyone's running around. Yeah, and I guess to quickly go through them, it's the racetrack, then it's
the tow truck.
Then it's a tow truck dragging a guy down the street. Yeah. I don't know who's like scared of that. Because I feel like these movies usually play with phobias, but some of these are just like, what are we, like, what is this even?
I mean, I will give it to them. It's not always phobias, I feel like the good ones usually are something.
I think the best ones
are.
But it's that. Then we have, I know there's the salon, there is the mechanic.
Yeah, with the fence. And then that guy gets his butt sucked.
Okay, there's the pool.
Yeah.
And the car wash. That's the big one that feels like it was silly.
Yeah.
But that's the one where it's like, okay, I guess some people might be scared of the car wash. Maybe that's reasonable. And that's kind of an old school, like she's trapped in the car.
Yeah. And then the final one is the truck.
Yeah, it's not like that's what I'm saying. Like, if we're just kind of calling out,
yeah,
what you might be triggered by, I don't think any of these are really, they're not really that effective. But it was funny how in the beginning, it literally is like, it's so going through the motions that it's almost like, all right, can we just move it along? Like, we know what's happening. There's even, there's the angry guy who's just angry for no reason, picking a fight. The characters are like, they're way too expressive because it's like, hey, remember this person? So it's like, oh, guy in a huge cowboy hat and, oh, mom sticking tampons in her kid's ears that for some fucking reason.
Was so weird. What was
it? No, and she like laughs at them.
Yeah, but I feel like the movie gaslights you into thinking that she didn't laugh at them because like when they show it again, I don't think she's laughing at them that time.
I don't know. It's just, it's something where it's like, hey, remember this person, like flashing lights in your face. Like there's also the dude who has giant swastika tattoo. So it's like, hey, by the way, these are the main characters.
Not only was it a swastika tattoo, it was fresh. Like it was,
I just markered that shit on. Yeah.
I realized that it was, you know, whatever makeup department they're doing, but like maybe make it look worn. Yeah. I don't know. That tells a very awful story.
That's some of the like the weird racism in this. Yeah. I think this guy was even credited as like racist guy and racist guy wife.
Yeah.
Which is like, what are we doing?
The credits were wild because MILF is in there too.
It was MILF / Samantha. So it's like she has a name. But no, we're going to make sure.
Say Samantha.
Yeah, no one knows who that is. MILF. Now you know who we're talking about. That's the kind of movie this is. Movie. To be real. But yeah, it's just that's the big disaster. It's definitely like the lowest on the scale of like, you know, all these different disasters, I think. And after that, it's like there are just so many that feel really lazy. It even feels like Death. He feels more aggressive. And this, like, you like sometimes in the other movies, you'd have those moments where, like, oh, a knob is turning for no reason. So it's like, oh, that's Death actually getting involved. In this, he's just constantly, like, just pushing shit and turning knobs and switches because he's just like, fuck you, get over it. Like, what are we doing anymore? It just feels so lazy.
Yeah. And it's doing so many things, but like nothing at the same time somehow. Yeah.
When they're not really giving us much, it just kept making me think of how frustrating it has to be Death. It's some weird like Looney Tunes shit because he's constantly having to come up with these like extravagant ways for these people to die. And you can feel the like impatience in this one.
Well, definitely. I think even towards the end where he like nails him to the wall to like stop him from interfering, which was interesting. That is interesting that he's like so fed up that he's like,
he's just like, can we just get this shit over with? Because we realize he's setting up such elaborate ass kills, and then when they get avoided, can you imagine him being like, you motherfucker? You know how long it took for me to set that shit up? Like, oh my god. He just needs to relax. We keep saying that in every episode. Yeah. It's like, you're just doing too much. Yeah. Just let it go. But the car wash one, that one was okay. It's interesting that like she's trapped in the car as it's filling up with water. Mm-hmm. Like that's kind of scary. And I think the actress did a good job because she was really like panicking in there. So that was like pretty good. Oh, there's the escalator. That's actually probably the most triggering one.
Yeah, no, that one, when it started, I was like, we can't be doing this because I actually
tease you a little, like her little shoelace gets in it. It's like, ooh, just a little tease.
Because I mean, that is scary. I think ever since I was a kid, I was like scared of my shoelaces getting stuck in there.
I think every kid has like a phobia of that shit at the mall. But yeah, it just turns into this like giant meat grinder though that makes you no sense. It just completely flattens her. It's like, I don't think the mechanism is that strong. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. There's like a death machine under there.
Yeah. It's like, which is very scary. It's like what you picture is in there, basically. What else? But then, yeah, that's the thing is like the one with the tow truck driver who is, here's racism check number two. He's going to nail a cross, a burning cross on the security guard's lawn, who is a black guy. And I guess it's supposed to be, he's clearly racist because he had a giant swastika tattoo. Yeah. And he blames this guy for his death, even though
it was his fault.
Yeah, when everyone was leaving with the crazy guy, he tells his wife, like, no, you wait here. It's like, you just basically killed her, dude. But the way, like, they set that up and it's kind of like you want this one to be a little more satisfying, maybe. But he just gets dragged behind the tow truck and it, like, sparks and lights him on fire. I guess they were trying to go for something visually there. You know what I mean?
I mean, it didn't really.
It doesn't really hit.
Yeah.
What else was there? There was the salon. Mm-hmm. But the salon is just like teasing you the whole time.
Yeah, there's a lot happening. Like with the hairspray, like inching into the hair straightener.
Yeah, it was. This is the one where it's like, it's so much effort, and then the fan doesn't even hit her. So it's like, damn. But we realized when we were going through, like, refreshing ourselves, we totally missed the part where her kids throw a rock.
Yeah.
And that's what gets hit by the lawnmower and kills her. And it's like, damn, her kids just fucking murdered her.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, were the kids supposed to have survived the disaster?
I'm not sure, because, I mean, we never see anything happen to the rest of that family, right?
Yeah, it's weird, because she's there presumably with her husband and her two kids, but her husband is just not a character in the movie at all, and her kids just don't, like, nothing. Like, we kept seeing the kids, and we were like, oh, are we going to watch these kids get horribly murdered?
Yeah.
But I guess they just got around that.
I guess maybe you can only have a MILF, you can't have a DILF and a MILF.
That's exactly it.
It's one or the other.
And we still can't kill the kids. They avoided that. Was it in the third one when they have a kid who is like 20 years old, but he's acting like he's 10? And that's how they avoided killing a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Was that the third one? That's with the plate glass that falls on him.
I think he was like 16 or 17. I don't think he's like 20.
He definitely seemed way too old.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one who chases the pigeons for no reason.
And leave those pigeons alone.
But the car wash does wind up being, it's kind of silly. I mean, when her head is like sticking out the top.
Yeah, and it's moving.
Yeah, it's like, I don't really know what those brushes would really do to your head. It would probably just slap you a bunch.
Honestly, it reminds me of like when Ares is in the litter box and he sticks his head out. Oh, yeah. It just looks so like silly. That.
Yeah. But she gets rescued. I mean, that's the thing is like they try to do the whole thing. And this is like, it's becoming very predictable where they try to come up with some way to avoid death. And mm-hmm. then they all just die at the end anyways. And this one has the worst final death.
Yeah.
I guess we should, what are the other ones before we get there? There is the mechanic. He's the one who was just like super angry for no reason. But now suddenly he's calm. Oh, I think it's because he lost his girlfriend.
I can't remember, honestly.
How did she die?
Oh, she got like mutilated by a pole in front of him. She was like the first one to die because the accident was still happening and they were outside.
Oh, right. Yeah. After he saved
everyone.
And
he like watched her like, yeah.
Okay. So we're supposed to believe like he changed his life. He's at his come to Jesus moment, but he still gets killed by getting like shoved through a chain link fence.
I guess. But also another Nazi dog whistle is there's SS. On the front of a car. Like, you could have put anything on the grill of that car and you put an SS. That was weird.
This is also a movie where the black security guard, they find a way to work him having like a noose around his neck at the end. Because we had to rewind it because it was like he's attempting to kill himself, I guess, to get out of this or something.
Which he could have done any number of ways. But it was like, why did you choose that?
It also just doesn't make sense because his character never seems like super upset about this or anything. He just suddenly tries to kill himself.
I do think they try to hint that he like wants to be.
Is he like testing it?
No, I think he like missed his wife. I think his wife had passed away.
Oh, yeah.
So like, I guess there's that, but still there's like so many number of ways. This is Final Destination. Get creative with the kills. Like, what are we doing?
The justification for him trying to kill himself feels flimsy enough.
It does.
But then, having the noose around his neck and he just keeps it around his neck for like multiple scenes. Yeah. It's like, what are we doing?
They have
him
drinking champagne while he has it. And it's like,
not take it off at that point?
I don't think so.
I don't think he's out at the
bar. Maybe he took it off at that point. But they had champagne
sitting on the porch.
Like in the house.
No, that was silly too. We got all the way through this and we're like, okay, what just happened?
Because
it was so fast, we had to rewind it.
Yeah, I thought we missed something.
It's him trying to kill himself. Then they realize that, like, I guess the whole thing is since he didn't die, they think they broke the sequence.
Well, yeah, because he had been trying to do it.
And they immediately celebrate.
He was trying to do it, like, all day in different ways. But for some reason, the one we see is that one.
Well, I think, isn't it because they, like, saved someone? Is that after they saved the MILF? No, she doesn't get saved. No. No, they save the girl and the car wash. Is that after that? I can't fucking remember.
I don't know.
They just, for whatever reason, it's like instantaneous. They break out the champagne because we're like, all right, we beat it.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy how that happens so quickly. And then immediately is when we learn the guy with the cowboy hat, who mysteriously wasn't in the movie, I guess off screen, he was in an accident and is in the hospital now. So it's like, we don't even get his kill.
I think he was, I could be wrong, but I think he was recovering from the actual accident.
Oh, he survived. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. I was definitely, this is when we started getting very lost in the movie. Yeah. I think we were just getting bored. I know I was like zoning out.
I was ready for it to be over.
Okay. Because then, yeah, he's in the hospital. He's waking up. And then that's the other crazy.
And then ridiculous. another racist.
Okay. Yeah. Number like six at this point. Because it's the, it's like the old guy who's getting physical therapy and he has a like Chinese doctor.
And he's talking about the Korean more.
He's talking about Koreans and the guy's like, I'm Chinese. Yeah, it's like, why do we keep leaning on this?
I don't know why it has to be such a theme throughout the movie. It's so weird. It's very annoying. It's not even saying anything. It's just there.
But that's another one that's pretty lazy because it's just like this tub overflows with water. It comes down through the ceiling and then the whole thing, like the ceiling collapses on him.
Right. All this production value for a very lame kill.
It's
honestly.
I'm wondering if we're.
I don't wanna, well, no, you know, fuck this movie.
Whatever. It's like, it's not the worst. We have seen worse. Like, don't even get me started on fucking Hellraiser, like where that goes. Like, some of these series get really bad. This is still like, it was just that it's boring and it feels like, it just really feels like it's going through the motions.
Yeah.
And that's what's tough. And it doesn't help. Again, we're watching these back to back. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm getting kind of tired of this formula. They're not really doing anything else with it. But I mean, did we miss anything other than the end? I think that's everybody, right?
Yeah, I think so.
The security guard gets hit by a bus.
Right, yeah.
Which that part was also crazy when they show the whole ending, because the ending is the movie theater. Like he has a premonition about it exploding, and that's when his girlfriend gets eaten by the...
He has like a full day's worth of a premonition.
What do they call it? She gets eaten by the escalator.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, it's so much that happens, and it zooms back, and he's like, oh, like the last 13 hours were just a premonition.
Yeah.
So he tries to, like, save everybody. I mean, it's again, like, we know where this is going. Mm-hmm. It just ends with all the survivors sitting in a cafe, and they hit by a bus.
Yeah.
And that was the most, somehow, the most unsatisfying kill, because it just goes into... these 3D x-ray skeletons flying around. Oh, shit. We didn't even talk about the butt suck.
We didn't talk about the butt suck. That was crazy.
That whole time.
We just skipped right over it. That was probably the most exciting thing.
It's because I think it's happening at the same time as the car wash, which is so weird. It's like going back and forth between the two.
Yeah, no, I did not like that.
The whole time. Like, with all the buildup, we are like, is this man about to get his butt sucked to death? Like, if there's just so much.
He's like, when he's stuck at the bottom, I'm like, there's no way. Is this what?
That's the only way it can go. I mean, it's literally just that story by, what's his name? Chuck Palahniuk? I don't think I've ever said his name out loud. It's a guy who wrote Fight Club. Have you heard of this? Sure.
Polnick? Yeah. I don't know. Yes, I have.
You heard about that story?
Yes, I think everyone has.
Okay, I figured. I don't know if it was just me or if it's like this is a global phenomenon.
I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong, but I have, unfortunately, yes.
Okay. So they're literally just doing the butt suck from that short story, which also doesn't make sense. I don't know why the suction keeps getting like stronger and stronger.
I know, because it's just a lever. It's not like a knob or, you know, it's not like there's no like... low suck, like ultra suck.
Yeah, that it's like it's just a lazy excuse to do that. And see, this is what's funny is like I started thinking when he was stuck down there, just the fact that you're stuck underwater like that, that's already pretty scary. And I feel like they don't play into that at all.
No, because you know, he'd be like struggling to breathe. Like, yeah, they're drowning.
Well, they don't really play that up. No. It's just like, no, we know we know what we're here for. He's getting his butt sucked. So that's like the whole focus of that scene. I don't know. We got one more. I think the next one is kind of the same quality level as this one.
So that's like, what I've heard.
Dreading. This is what sucks, though, is like in the beginning, I'd be kind of excited about watching another one of these.
Me too.
And now it's kind of like, we gotta just get through it.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous about the new one. I think we've been seeing trailers that are a little bit longer.
Yeah, that's what's got me, is because when we saw the initial trailer when we went to go see Sinners,
it's very good.
It was very good. And I was like, okay, I can get on board, you know, give it a chance, you know. But then, of course, you know, YouTube force feeds you trailers.
Yeah.
And I don't know, even just seeing a little bit more, I was like, ooh, I don't know. I'm not sure how this is going to go. But Tony Todd is in it, so
there's that. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I think it's like they're starting to show story stuff, and it's like, why? What are we doing?
I don't care.
I don't care what the story is.
God, that first trailer, it really got me excited, and now I don't know.
Well, hopefully it still has like some good, effective kills. That's what really matters.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's kind of all we can hope for.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got nothing else.
Mm-mm.
You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links, and you can search for Ghost Beast Pod. You can also follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything we cover. I know this isn't going to be high. Well, that was easy. I put it above Arcadian, but below Jeepers Creepers 2.
No.
Oh.
No, you got Arcadian.
Want to go down?
Least, Arcadian, look, at least it had a very cool like monster in the movie. I don't know if that's a spoiler.
Okay, I definitely would put it above Hell House LLC 3.
Yeah, I guess so.
That one was super fucking
boring. I honestly
boring.
Don't know if I can even remember most of it.
Well, that's number 104 on our list. You can contact us podcast at ghostbeast.com. Who else is going to the Regal Mystery Movie Night, hoping that it's Final Destination Bloodlines, even though this is probably going to come out after that.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe.
Leave a review, please. Yep. Rate 5 stars.
Yep. And follow us on YouTube and TikTok. YouTube, we're going to be posting very, very soon. I promise. Bye.